Today, we invite you to join us in a series of conversations that we're calling Allowing is Having. So the bottom line here is simple. You can have anything you desire, but in order to have it, you have to be willing to allow it. The real crux of the matter comes into the idea of claiming that you don't have something and then expecting to have it. When you're allowing something to rise up, when you're allowing things to be as they are, the having, the state of your havingness changes. It evolves. This is very simple stuff. This is how in-breaths and out-breaths work. This is how you stand and walk and talk, because you're allowing yourself to have what you're having. By the same token, you're having what you're allowing. So in other words, allowing and having are the same. Allowing is having, and having is allowing. So in the having of something, you're allowing it. The big dilemma, of course, or shall we say the other big dilemma, is the belief that what you're having is not right. So why would you have allowed this? It seems like it's more logical that whatever you're having that you don't like would have fallen out of the sky and hit you on the head, as though it was some sort of alien coming to visit you in a way that is highly unpleasant, or at least mildly annoying, when nothing could be further from the truth. And as you're willing to allow yourself to have what it is that you're actually having, you will see how this is different. That, in fact, what you're having is exactly right, and it is the precursor, it is the staging ground for what you're having more of, and is part of the reason why you're having more of what you're having, as you're willing to allow it. So, this is where we begin. This is our introduction to this series. We invite you to join us in this conversation, to bring your questions to the table as they occur to you, and to revel in the deliciousness that will arise, not because of what we're saying, but because of what you're bringing to the table and how you're being in the middle of this, and in fact, how you're allowing yourself to have this deliciousness as it expands and evolves through this series of conversations, and certainly far, far beyond this. So we look forward to our interaction with each and every one of you in whatever way that may happen. And until that delicious time, we do bid you all a very fond farewell.